The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is The Vault by Access Hollywood.
We're taking you on an epic journey into the heart of Hollywood with iconic interviews and fascinating conversations from the biggest stars in the business.
The Vault opens now. Welcome to the podcast. This is the debut episode of The Vault by Access Hollywood, and we're about to press play on some of the most iconic interviews and some of them, honestly, unheard moments. That's right. We're going back in time and reliving some of the greatest moments with big celebrities, people that you've loved for years. We're digging into the Access Hollywood vault, y'all. I'm Scott Evans.
And I'm Zuri Hall.
We're going to be your hosts on this little journey we're going on.
Ooh.
Today, we are heading back in time with everybody's favorite American idol, the Emmy-winning daytime talk show host, Kelly Clarkson. Or as we call her around here, Kelly Clarkson. You know the line from 40
Of course, that scene will live in infamy. It is the gift that keeps on giving.
Okay, let's go back. Let's think. 2002 is when we were all kind of introduced to her on American Idol. She was the first American Idol winner. Do you remember what you were doing in 2002?
I was wearing flare leg denim, and I had burnt all my hair to a crisp because I was trying to get the cute little flip that all the girls were wearing on the bottom of their hair. Yep. So I was hanging on by a prayer with a flat iron. And I remember watching that entire season of American Idol because it was this new thing, right? Like, this is honest to God, this show really set the precedent and sort of laid the framework for this genre that now kids these days have only ever known. But at the time, it was new. It was like, wait, what? I can go on, what is this thing, reality TV, and become a star, a global superstar? So I remember watching it because, you know, when you're a kid, you got your big dreams and you're seeing these people compete for it. It was fun and it was new. And Kelly Clarkson was right there in the middle of it. Do you remember
right
where you were?
In the middle of it. 2002, I was going into sophomore year of high school.
You said sophomore?
Sophomore with a T.
Sophomore. Okay, you better add that T, Indiana. I'm Ohio. You're next door. Best represent.
With an athlete. I was an athlete my sophomore year. Think about it. She went from being plucked out of obscurity into this like hit machine, right? Yeah. Since You've Been Gone, Behind Those Hazel Eyes still gets me. I don't know about you.
Oh, for sure.
Stronger. I mean, she really is.
My Life Would Suck Without You. That was my
I wasn't even going to do that because that makes me think about a person in particular.
Oh, a couple of people. I got a couple. That's a different episode.
It's a different episode.
That's a bonus episode.
But she's also in her first ever season, right? She wins her first ever season for her talk show. She wins an Emmy for host.
That's a big deal.
Best daytime talk show host. I don't know if that's ever happened in somebody's first season.
I don't know that it has, but I know if anyone can do it, it's Kelly. She's so relatable. We've honestly watched her grow up in front of our eyes. We all feel invested in her story. She was a small town. It's Texas, right? Texas girl, isn't she from?
Texas girl.
You know, and it's like, we saw that when she was so young and she hasn't changed at all. So to see her on our TVs every single day just kind of made sense as the next thing, because we trust her, we love her, we feel like she's one of us. It makes total sense to me that she won that Emmy.
Okay, so let's go back to 2003, shall we? So she won in 2002. So this was really kind of Access Hollywood's first real sit down with Kelly.
Okay.
So think about she's working on the album Thankful.
First album.
Remember,
ever.
this was the album that gave us Miss Independent, her first breakout, I mean, big delivery in a single as far as like Billboard is concerned.
Right.
So here's the clip of Kelly talking about how she found out Christina Aguilera was working on the track.
Actually, Miss Independent is one of the first ones that we actually recorded for the album, and I didn't even know that she was a writer on it until the very end. Like, I had no clue, but what the funny thing was is right when I heard it, I heard the verses, and I was like, you know, where's this going? Like, kind of like, what is this? And it wasn't fully finished, like, the song wasn't, and then I heard kind of the hook of it, and I was like, oh, that has a little bit of, you know, that Christina vibe. I was like, you know, that whole, like, just kind of belty kind of verse or chorus that just gets you like going, blaring your radio, turning down the window, you know, rolling down the windows. And I kind of figured it out on my own. I was like, you know, she had to run on this, and we're label mates, so, you know. But it's an awesome song. I finished it up. I wrote the bridge on it and finished it out to make it a little more different, make it a little more my own. And it's a really great song. And like, people keep asking me, oh, are you afraid to do that? Because, you know, there's a lot of comparisons, you know. And I've never been intimidated, threatened, or anything. Like, she has a beautiful voice, great vocals. Her CD is awesome. It's like my favorite CD right now, maybe of all time. I just like how it takes you to a different place each song. But and she's a phenomenal writer. You can tell from her album that she's a phenomenal writer. And for me to like turn down just because, you know, she's another artist, that would be stupid. Like, I'm not like that. Like, that would be just, yeah, I can't even picture why I would do that. But yeah, she's a phenomenal writer, and I chose to sing the song just because we have a lot of same feel for songs. Like, we like that whole rocky. I love, my favorite band growing up was Guns N' Roses, so, you know, and Aerosmith, and Toadies is my favorite band of all time. So it's like, I love that rock feel, but I still like a lot of soul, so.
I just love her.
I mean,
she's got the little baby.
That sounds like she did this last week.
Voice. I know, but you can hear a little bit of youth in her voice, right? Like, there's been a slight change, but honestly, other than that, like, the literal tonation, is that a word? Yeah. Is tonation a word?
We're going to roll with it. Hashtag tonation.
Hashtag tonation of her voice is the only thing different. She is the same Kelly, just as excited today as she was almost 20 years ago about
You know
flowers.
The difference? You know the difference?
What?
Babies.
Babies.
That's the difference in her voice.
Babies
That's
will
the difference.
Put some bass in your voice.
You hear me?
All of my friends with the kids, I'm like, well, good God, can I talk to my college bestie? Because this woman is, she's lived a life, and I can tell.
It's crazy to think about. Kelly and Christina hadn't actually met while she was working on the album, right? Like, they hadn't actually, you know, we have in our minds, I think, sometimes that when artists work on these albums and songwriters and collaborators and things like that, that they're in the studio together.
Just vibing
and they're,
together.
You know, that a pre-COVID, you know, studio session would be everybody in the room. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't necessarily the case. And so to hear her describe, oh yeah, this has a Christina vibe, that big belty note.
Right. And the sort of like guttural, like the runs. Mm-hmm. Miss Independent has that written all over it. I didn't realize until, you know, we kind of dug in for this episode that Christina had written on that track until we went to the archives. This is the first time that I'd realized that. But this was around the time that Christina had Stripped, which was her most recent album. And when you think about that phase, remember Stripped? Remember Stripped?
I remember Stripped. The album cover of Stripped.
That's all I can remember. Chaps. When they're chaps? I think they're chaps. That's all.
Dirty. Blaze.
Exactly. Which has Miss Independent written all over it, too. Like, it was just so gritty and sexy.
When you do it. Yeah, you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You hear it. You hear
I love
it,
that.
Of course. But Miss Independent would actually give Kelly her first Grammy nomination. So it's a no-brainer that collaboration would be one that we would never forget, right? Yeah. And so to know now that Kelly Clarkson and Christina Aguilera, dynamic duo, might be time for them to team up again.
You are not wrong, Scott. I would love to see Christina on that couch, maybe a little Kelly Clarkson show action. I would love to hear a duet moment this fall, this winter. That's the energy we need because Kelly is such a girl's girl. I love the clip. It actually lets shine the fact that she's not intimidated or threatened by women. Mm-hmm. She finds empowerment through teaming up and collaborating with artists who inspire her, male and female. So that was awesome. That was 2002, though. What's crazy is to witness kind of her trajectory over the last 10 years, right? She's done so much in such a short amount of time. And in 2012, Kelly actually got super real with us about body shaming in the industry. She was reacting to criticism, Lady Gaga, obviously, like in not even the height of her career, because Lady Gaga's still killing it, but she was super, super famous in this moment. And she had a photo that she posted, and obviously the haters are going to hate. The internet went wild. They were body shaming her, etc. when Gaga opened up about bulimia and captioned the pic, "Body Revolution." But Kelly, we know she's not shy. She's super open, open book. That's what we love about her. She'll talk about her body, the fact that she gives no F's about what anybody thinks.
Zero.
About any of it. So this is Kelly reacting to hearing about Gaga being body shamed.
I didn't think we would be here today still talking about the weight issue. I'm sure you saw that Lady Gaga was getting a lot of criticism.
For what?
For her weight. She posted this picture. Yes, she posted this picture of herself.
She's like 100 pounds.
Yeah. Can you imagine? We're now at this point where there are people who are saying Lady Gaga is out of shape. You know, tell me about how you have dealt with that scrutiny over the years, and what message you would like.
I'm from a small town, so even before all of this, like, there have always been people going, "You should wear this. You're too thin. You're too thick. You should say this. You should sing this song. You should do that." Like, it's always like people having their two cents in. So I'm used to that. I guess what I just can't get past is, I don't know if I'm just a self-involved person or whatever, but I don't care that much about others to be like, right, "I think you need to do that." Like, unless someone like is at the doctor and having heart issues,
right,
I'm not going to tell my friend to do. I mean, you're comfortable with how you are right now. So like, if you want to be working out hard, crazy, I have one of my friends right now is in Miami doing this crazy Tracy Anderson thing that I would never do in a million years right now. And she's happy though. That's her thing. She's like loving it. And then I'm in between. Like, I work out sometimes and I don't, and whatever I want to do. But I just think the funny part to me, even with like the Lady Gagas or the Jessica Simpsons, everybody's on, I'm like, it's like, y'all, like, sometimes people like just want to have pizza and drink some wine and celebrate. Right. And like, and then sometimes people get really into, you know, athleticism and working out and sports and stuff. But I guess I just find it funny because I'm like, I've never actually cared about another individual enough to be like,
right,
I feel like you're tubbier than usual or something. Like, because it's like, what? Everyone has mirrors. Yeah. We know. We're aware. When we have to go buy bigger jeans, we're aware. Or when we go buy smaller jeans, we're aware. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's just funny how people focus so much on it. Like, because it's not like Lady Gaga. It's not, her heart's fine. She's, her arteries are good. She's not dying. It's like people act like she gains 10 pounds or something, and it's like she's dying and she's obese. And that's ridiculous. Lady Gaga is one of the smallest people I've ever met in my life. She's actually Tinkerbell. Like, I mean, so it's just, and I think what's great about that too, though, and how, you know, she'll probably, she's pretty, you know, a strong individual. Mm-hmm. She'll probably, you know, lash back with something funny and, some funny little quip. But I think what's cool for girls to see is other girls going, "Hey, you know what? This is where I am right now, and I'm cool with this. And like, I'm not unhealthy. I'm not obese, and I'm not like whatever. You know, I'm happy where I am." And I think for all girls, like the Jessicas of the world, or the Lady Gagas, or me, or Adele, or whoever it is, like Jennifer Hudson, like, you know, whatever people want to do, you know, with their lives, that's their lives, you know? And I just don't understand why people care so much.
I know.
It's encouraging to hear, a woman stand in the face of some just absolute madness. Mm-hmm. You know, our job, you know, in our job, we see a lot of that commentary, that vitriol, that like really misplaced scrutiny in a lot of ways. And I don't want to speak for you, but I have certainly been more mindful of the way that we craft our stories, the way that we craft our commentary. And
absolutely,
so to see this, to hear this moment from Kelly, I know that you have had moments where you've interviewed her and she's been just as real with you.
Oh.
She's been just as forthright with you about other people, about people's comments about her. I love that she said, "I hope Lady Gaga claps back."
Exactly.
"I hope she claps back." And it's real, because the photo that she's talking about is literally just Lady Gaga in a bathing suit.
Right. And it's just like live and let live, right? And the fact that, like, even in real time, what I loved about that clip from the archive is it sounds like she was getting that information for the first time in that moment, and her immediate reaction, right? Not her crafted response, her PR response, the thing that she was supposed to say because she ran it by her team response. She was like, "Oh, wait, what? Oh, wait, that's what they're talking about? Oh, wait, they coming out Lady Gaga, how?" You know what I mean? Right. And she immediately just dives into who she is, which is, I wish somebody would. And what I love most about her is that nothing has changed. Kelly has been super open about her body image. Even now, I mean, she recently did an interview with Glamour UK. I think it was this year. And she talked about the fact that she used to get depressed about not getting parts in High School Musicals because of her quote unquote aesthetic, you know, whatever that's supposed to mean, which is ridiculous to think. High school is what? We're talking 14 to 18, 13 to 17, depending. But to already have to be considering your body image because of the society you've been born into, when Lord knows she could sing back then. You know what I mean? If Kelly ain't getting the lead, who getting the lead? Who's getting the lead? So the fact, the fact that she... that she had to think about stuff like that at such an early age is unfortunate. But I love that, if anything, it helped her steel herself.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Helped her get ready and say, oh, no, this is what y'all are not about to do. And so she showed up ready to hit the ground running when she came into this industry. She'd been through it. She already knew what society, quote unquote, expected, and she wasn't going to give it to him.
You know, it's so funny because when you think about her being so sure in herself, or her self-assuredness, I guess is what, we're just going to make up some words today.
Mm-hmm. Make them up.
When you think about her, how you have to craft that, how you have to reinforce that even in order sometimes to work in this industry. She's one of the biggest stars on the planet. She's worked on some of the biggest brands on the planet, you know, American Idol, The Voice, now the Kelly Clarkson Show. It's also kind of like, to think about the way that people comment and criticize.
Right.
And how, you know, she's like, I just don't see why you care that much. I just don't see why you care that much. And also, like, here's my question to you, Zuri. Mm-hmm. You ever been in a grocery store?
Yes. I love groceries.
You ever been in a grocery store and you see someone whose look may to you seem like they're overweight?
I mean, sure, we see people of different shapes and sizes, of course.
Are you ever like, hey, ma'am, you are overweight?
Absolutely not.
Sir, it ain't my business. Could lose a few pounds, sir.
No. And that's the thing. Who would do that? Have you ever done that? Have you ever been like, you know what I need to do? Tap this man or woman on the shoulder and have a discussion with them about their weight?
Well, here's my next question.
Oh, gosh.
Have people ever said that to you?
Actually, yes. Yes, they have.
Isn't it crazy?
And it's wild. And it goes both ways. I don't ever talk about it or bring it up because, like, I don't want to be that person. Like, it sounds more obnoxious coming one way, I feel like, than the other. But people have absolutely slid in my DMs. They've commented underneath my photos. And it's, have you lost weight? Are you going through something? You don't look healthy. Are you eating? I've watched in real time as the comments pop up, two people debate between whether or not I have an eating disorder. And I'm like, y'all, I'm actually here because it is actually my photo. And I see all of this. Right. But there's something about the internet that just, I don't know, gets people super comfortable with getting to those keys.
Keyboard gangsters, I call them.
Listen, oh my God.
Whackness.
For sure. And more than anything, I'm super excited about the fact that she's going to get her star on the Walk of Fame soon, but she still geeks out. She still fangirls about the other superstars that she encounters. I'm like, Kelly, girl, you've been famous for like 80,000, 17 years.
Right.
But did you
Zuri, did you find the clip?
I got a clip.
Oh, hold on. Yes.
Let me just I'm gonna just blow the dust off. Dust off this archive. She told us about meeting Meryl Streep at the Golden Globes, but this was 2018, okay? So this is just a couple years ago. We interviewed her at the Globes. We were on the red carpet. She had just met Meryl, and she was freaking out. She told you and Kit, matter of fact, all about it.
I remember this. It was the
cutest thing ever. Yes. Okay, listen to this.
You guys, I just met Meryl Streep.
I was gonna ask you!
Wait, where? How did it go down?
So amazing.
I hung my husband or my publicist got video. Dude, literally since I was 8, I've been a huge fan. Like, she's my spirit animal.
So what did you say?
I don't even know. I think I should have spoken more about the solidarity part of like tonight. And I think I was just like, you're awesome. And she kept trying to talk about that. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Yeah, of course. Yes. I'm going to keep it professional.
Have you seen Gal yet too? Gal
Gadot? No, and I love her. Yeah. She's so nice. She sent the sweetest little gifts to my daughter and she signed a little thing. It was so nice. Yeah. It's cool when your, you know, toddler adores a superhero, not just the princesses, you know.
Especially when she's a strong gal.
Yes. She's bold. Yeah.
The other thing, person I want to introduce you to tonight, we've been obsessed. Have you met Steve Carell after he yelled Kelly Clarkson?
I saw him on the list of people to be here, and I was like, if I see him, I'm going to be so embarrassing and yell his name. But and I don't care.
Yell it now.
Steve Carell! That's what I'm going to do, and he's going to be like, good one. But I'm still going to do it.
Good one.
Yeah.
I can't believe.
I have no shame, y'all.
It's interesting, too, because you should think about this was the same Golden Globes where the solidarity comment she's talking about is the Me Too movement. This is where women dressed in black. Time's up to stand in solidarity with one another. I think we were all dressed in black. Many of us anyway were dressed in black as in solidarity. So the fact that Meryl Streep is talking to her and she's like, I'm sorry,
I love it.
What do you say we continue journeying on to I think this is about 2019. I was interviewing Kelly as she was preparing to host the 2019 Billboard Awards. Remember how great she did when she came in with the mashup of the different songs and stuff like that? The thing that I love about Kelly Clarkson is that she's always going to give you some energy. Mm-hmm. She's always going to be, even if she's, remember she had appendicitis? And she hosted the whole show, then flew to get her appendix surgery. She was like, listen, y'all, the pain is real, but...
However, your next stage, presenter is...
Okay, so this is back in 2019. Mm-hmm. We were talking to her about... I wanted to know what she was like under all of the... Before all the glitz and the glamour, right? Who was Kelly Clarkson before we got to know her? Was she the same chick back in middle school? Like, what kind of student could you imagine Kelly Clarkson being? Well, come to find out, it's exactly what you would imagine. We surprised Kelly with her middle school teacher, and Kelly was trying to explain that not much has changed.
Like, if you don't like this now, you wouldn't have liked me in junior high. Like, I don't know,
What do you think like a teacher would say about you?
Oh, I think they are like, oh, well, she didn't change.
Yep, that's Kelly.
Still talks too much, but they gave me a TV show because it's all worked out. Miss Stover.
Oh, Miss Stover, eh?
I love Miss Stover. She was geometry. I sucked at math.
Well, what about Miss Cindy Glenn?
Oh, that's my first choir teacher.
Choir teacher?
Yeah, she's the one who got me into singing. Yeah, and like she was like, you should try out for choir. And I was like, that's for nerds. And then here I am.
It's so interesting that you say that because... we've got Miss Cindy Glenn on FaceTime now, and she said same thing about you.
Yeah, oh my gosh! I haven't seen you in forever. What's up, B Town? What's up?
You know we love a surprise here at Access.
I love surprises.
Miss Glenn, how are you?
I'm good. I can't see Kelly.
Oh, you're what missing out, girl. I look good. I look so good.
What do you remember about? She said, you are the exact same.
I am the exact same.
What do you remember about Kelly singing in the hallway when you were told that you needed this student in your choir?
I remember calling her on the phone because her science teacher said, you've got to call this kid. He's phenomenal.
Oh, that must have been Mr. Pesnell or something. It must have been, yeah. That was probably Mr. Pesnell. Yeah.
What do you remember about that first choir class? Were you nervous? Were you excited?
I was really nervous, but actually it was Cindy Glenn's, it was Miss Glenn's first, I just used your first name.
Like, we're both
adults now. I can do that, right? I'm sorry, Mrs. Glenn. It was her first year actually teaching at the school. Was my first year ever to get in choir. And so I found her so fascinating. She sang opera. She did all these things where, you know, when you're a kid, you kind of don't think it's cool at first, but she pushed me. She did not let me slack off. She was kind of similar to my mother in a sense that my mom is a no BS girl too. Like, she was very like, pushed us to be better. And I thank all those people. Like, those are all the influences that, you know, made me who I am today. Like, not just musically, but like comfortable in my skin. Mm-hmm.
Well, there it is.
Shout out to all of the teachers creating the future Kelly Clarksons of the world. I love that clip.
Just get your butt in this choir.
Right? You know, everyone Cindy Glenn. Needs that person. Shout out to Miss Cindy. I don't even want to say her first name without a miss. No.
It is weird to think about your teachers like you as their peers.
Right. Really. Like two adults in the world living life.
We've always said at our show that the teachers are our real celebrities. I mean, without them, man, we would, like, none of us would be where we are. It's so cool to hear this side of her and to know, like, she didn't think that choir was cool back then. She was like, yeah, nah, I don't really have time for that. Right. So to hear that this woman, this in particular, this music teacher, was like this choir teacher was like the difference.
Exactly.
The difference.
And
so
what
cool.
I love is like to for her to have been so affected by her teacher, by the people who coached her. And now she's doing the exact same thing in a different way on The Voice, right? Like as a coach to be, you know, grooming and preparing and encouraging that next generation of great singers and performers who quite literally are in the same exact situation she was in. So I love to see her doing that, giving back and helping those young artists, and not even all ages really, but those artists, you know, have their opportunity the way she got hers on Idol.
There is no way I would be a contestant on The Voice and not be going with Kelly Clarkson.
Right. Because she
knows
she
how to
did
do
this.
It.
She did this thing. She won it.
She wrote she the formula. She did it.
And not only did she write the formula, she has been able to sustain, right? Because we have seen people come and go. We've seen people win competitions and disappear. Kelly has only gotten bigger. Her star has only gotten brighter with the years that have gone on since winning Idol. So if there's someone to learn from, it is definitely Mrs. Clarkson.
100%.
For sure. She is set to have her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's supposed to be coming next year, 2021. She's in season 2 of her daytime talk show, her Emmy-winning daytime talk show. At this point, she's so relatable and just down to earth. So I love seeing her shine. I love every opportunity I get to, you know, engage with her before in real life, now on Zoom. But, you know, we'll take what we can get. A virtual moment is a moment nonetheless.
A moment nonetheless. And you know, I'm gonna be honest, because it's also because you root for her, you also your heart breaks for her in, you know, the situation regarding her family and the divorce from her husband. You know, the fact that this split is also not something that she's shying away from.
Right.
You know, she's bringing that heart, she's bringing that heartbreak, she's bringing that revelation.
Yeah.
To her show, to her music. It's not, at least in my experience, it's not been off limits in interviews.
Mm-mm, no.
You know, she is a real, you know, she reminds me in a lot of ways to Dolly Parton. And you know, not to like go off on a total different tangent, but Dolly Parton is one of those old school musicians, old school personalities who shows up ready to have an interaction, ready to have a conversation. And she's such a boss that you can't rattle her.
Right.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? She is perfectly capable of telling you, well, that's not a conversation I'm not going to be having with you today.
Right. Just shut
Next
you down
question.
Real cute.
Real cute. Real cute. And then keeps it moving. Right. You know, she Kelly, to me, has that same, I believe, that same kind of energy, that same kind of staying power mm-hmm. also. So it definitely excited to see what else she does. Like you said, season two of the daytime talk show, you know, it's only up from here.
Yeah.
She's one of the greats, man. She is one of the greats.
Gotta love her.
Okay, y'all. I mean, that's going to do it for us this time. Join us again when we make another trip to the Access Vault. Mm-hmm. You never know what you're going to get. Never. It's like life is kind of like a box of chocolates on this podcast.
You never know what you're going to get. Are we the Forrest Gumps of podcasting?
Is that another name? Is that another name? Just kidding. But listen, guys, subscribe for more. You can find mm-hmm. us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for joining us for our very first episode.
Yay.
And also stay tuned, subscribe, because we got more. We got more episodes. Mm-hmm. I'm Scott Evans.
I'm Zuri Hall.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
The Vault by Access Hollywood is hosted by Scott Evans and Zuri Hall, produced by Access Hollywood Digital's Jenny Depper and Rebecca Zamer, and Digital Media Management's Grant Rutter, Audrey Povar, and Ryan Middledorf, and Trey Boudet. Join us next week when we open up that vault again for more iconic celebrity interviews and all things entertainment. Rate, subscribe, and share.